Hello everybody, I haven't done this in a while and I have chronic insomnia, so I figured why the hell don't I do a boo here. Don't mind me, I'm a little bit under the weather, as I was ill the last couple of days, but I'm gonna be okay. The worst is over at least. First and foremost, CBG149. What happened was is there was a recording fuck up on my end, and I only got the last, 10 minutes of the show, essentially, recorded, and the rest was destroyed. I have no fucking idea what happened. I've never did anything different except having one extra app running in the background. I'm not sure if that fucked it up or something. I have no idea. I have since salvaged it off of Twitch, which I couldn't even download as an FLV and then, you know, subsequently convert into an MP3. No, I had to record the whole show, re-record the whole show on my end, and then edit in the 10 minutes that I had that were good sounding to the other end. Although, I will say the Twitch recording doesn't sound too bad, because my internet connection is pretty steady, so it never cut into different parts and there was never any, you know, loss, you know, of anything. So, it is, you can listen to it. And it is decent enough to listen to for the time being until I figure out what the hell happened with the recording on my end. What else was I going to mention? But yeah, for the time being, you can just go to twitch.tv/thatgamerhub and browse the videos from That Gamer Hub on the right-hand side and listen to it that way. Unfortunately, for the time being, that will be the only way you can listen to it for the time being, because I got some problems with my host provider, unfortunately, who fucked up my billing. And between my credit card company and them, it's been a pain in the ass, despite the fact that funds are available. It's just the way that my host provider, 1&1, does their billing system. You can't just call them, give a credit card number and make a payment. No, you have to enter the credit card info on their stupid website and then have it verify between the creditor. And then the creditor, of course, thinks, oh, well, this is fraudulent. And all this shit. It's not been fun. I've been battling with them for the last 3 days. So that sucks. That's what's new. Well, that's the bummer news of the whole thing, of this particular audio boo. Not the other thing is I want to talk a little bit about The Walking Dead, which I've been playing a lot. I didn't buy all 5 episodes when they were on sale for 200 points because I didn't have enough points. I really wish I would have. But I'll be honest with you, I like it a lot more than I thought I was going to. I mean, I'm not going to gush over it like most people have, but I do enjoy it. It is a fun game. And I really like the quick decision-making choices you have to make in the game and how everything carries over from episode to episode to episode. I'm only up to episode 3 because I have to pay 400 points for episode 3 because I finally got points today. Which sucks. I really wish I would have gotten all 5 at 200 points apiece. But Jazz got all 5 of them for... the first one was free and then... 2, 3, 4, and 5 were 200 points. And she actually got all of them. She finally put the MS points to good use that I bought her ages ago. So that's cool. What else was... Oh, yeah. And, well, I do like it a lot. I don't like it like how the other news outlets... podcasts talk about it. I certainly wouldn't gush over it. And it would not have been my game of the year in 2012. While as awesome as it is... It's not the best game I've played. It's very different than from what I usually play, which I'm very surprised about. I'm surprised I liked it so much, playing through it. And like I said, I really love how everything carries over from episode to episode. The littlest snap decisions can be carried over. The one thing that I really like... also about the game is just how it's just generally just how it's designed. I've played Telltale games before. I played the Back to the Future game, which I still haven't finished. But I do find that this particular Telltale game, again, is something that I usually wouldn't like. Now, I could talk about all this on the show tomorrow, or later on today, rather, if you really look into it that way. but I'm not going to talk about it for like 10 minutes there, so that's why I'm going to talk about it extensively here. I'm not going to spoil anything, because that's up to the individual, of course, who's playing the game. But it is worth looking into if you like adventure games. I mean, I used to love point-and-click adventure games back in the, what, late 90s, early 2000s. I played a lot of Sierra games back then, including Police Quest 3, which I have. Funny story about that. I'm just going to go off topic for a second here. I bought Police Quest 3 and King's Quest 5, or is it 7? I don't remember, but I bought these at a garage sale once for $5 a piece. The thing is, though, is these games were complete with the floppies, with the instructions, with the order sheets and everything. I got them for $5 a pop. I thought it was great, and they perfectly work. I play both of them. I didn't have much interest for both of them, but, you know, considering that they're complete and they come in these really cool boxes, like, you literally pull the game. Imagine it's a box that's in a sleeve. You pull the sleeve out, and then you have this really, actually pretty thick cardboard box. The cardboard is a lot thicker than the one of my IKEA bins over here that I have, and much more sturdy, so I'm really surprised. It's also a good place to hide your weed. Anyways, apropos, I haven't been doing any of that lately. I've really gotten myself not to do that during the week anymore, because it's just, ugh. You know when you start requiring too much of something in order to get a kick out of it? That's when you realize you've been doing it too much and you should really, you know, stop. And just let your tolerance regain for a bit. But anyways, back to Walking Dead. I have not watched much of The Walking Dead. I watched the first 2 or 3 episodes of the first season, but that's about it. But I do remember a guy in it called Doug, which was featured in the first episode. And I'm like, wow. And that was the only character that I recognized. But am I going to buy now episodes 4 and 5 because that's all I got left? Well, they're going to be 800 MS points. So, and I am eager to find out what happens in the end. Other thing I love about, that's about the part that I wanted to get to. The other thing that I like about Walking Dead is I can play through multiple scenarios if I want. Like, what I've done is I've played one scenario one way and I played the other scenario another way. Where I've let certain people live or let certain people die, and I've made certain actions that are the opposite of the ones that I made in the other game. And I'm playing two entirely different games at the same time. I finished episode 3 not too long ago, actually probably less than 20 minutes ago. And I'm not going to pull the trigger on episode 4 or 5 yet, although I have the points for it. I just really wish I would have done it when I could have paid a lot less for each one, but fuck it, what are you going to do? But I'm thinking more or less that I am going to go ahead and get them, because I really would like to see it continue. I believe there is going to be an episode 6 of The Walking Dead. Hold on, let me just see here. Walking Dead, episode 6, Telltale. Let's see. Doesn't say here if they're going to release the... I know I had read something about the 6th episode, but that wasn't going to come out anytime soon. Oh, that's season 2. Oh, I get it. So, yeah, So that season is done. Okay, November? Oh, no, that's when the last one came out. I'm sorry. Fall 2013. So after the summer, I will be able to continue playing them. Because what I would like to do is I would like to kind of stretch them out over the time. Because if I finish episode 5 and I want to know what the hell happens in the second season, then I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be completely fucked. But one thing I am going to do for season 2 is I am going to wait for all the episodes to go down to 200 points, just like these ones were, and then I'm just going to buy them all at once. Because as much as I like the game, I really am kind of on the fence about the 400 point price. I mean, look, it's better than 800 points or 1200 points, which is what some games on XBLA cost now by default, which I think is fucking ridiculous. Because there's a lot of games on there that are definitely not worth 1200 points, and most people will wait for a sale anyway. But anyhow, I am going to probably go ahead and end it here, and I'm hoping I can get the host and all that shit resolved by the end of the week. And check us out for episode 150 tomorrow. Thursday, the 4th of April, 2013. I still keep thinking it's 2012. We're almost halfway through the year. Fuck. Anyways, until next time. Toodles.